Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Hitchcock. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Charlie Fuchs. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Charlie Fuchs. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Jack Walesa. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Herman Bess. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Herman Bess. And now, play ball. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kramer for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. McCoskey reaches third base with a triple. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Blair for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is called out on strikes. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins moves to second. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchs hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Fuchs covering, for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bloodworth moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fuchs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess hits a pop-up towards short. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Hitchcock moves to second. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchs is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuchs takes first base on ball 4. Hitchcock moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth takes first base on ball 4. Hitchcock scores. Tebbets moves to third. Fuchs moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. McCoskey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vallow moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 2 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Blair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ross moves to second. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Ross scores. Higgins moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bess fields it and throws to first for the out. Higgins scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Tigers. Birdie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Wagner reaches second base with a double. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 0 for 1 in the game. Walesa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wagner moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter strikes out. There goes Walesa. The throw from Tebbets to Hitchcock, and Walesa is out. There goes Wagner. He's safe. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess is 0 for 1 in the game. Bess hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fuchs strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krivic for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-2 in the game. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Vallow moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive towards short. Hitchcock reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. York hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Ross goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Tigers. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Higgins scores. It's 6-1, Tigers. Fred Caligiuri now pitching. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hitchcock. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Suter applying the tag. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wallace scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walesa hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Tigers. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter bunts in front of the plate. Tebbets fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Caligiuri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caligiuri hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Fuchs strikes out. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caligiuri fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 4 in the game. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. York strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vallow strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair is hit by the pitch. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Tigers. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Fuchs, and towards Bloodworth, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Ross reaches third base with a triple. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hitchcock hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tebbets takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Fuchs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caligiuri fires to third and picks off Ross. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Wagner hits a fly ball into right field. Ross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Walesa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walesa is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walesa hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Hitchcock fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins pinch runs for Pete Suter. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Fred Caligiuri. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Collins moves to third. D. Miles pinch runs for Frankie Hayes. Hal Newhouser now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.